don't know what happened, dog.
I said, nigga, I almost dropped my drink. Or some shit. And then my screen went to another damn screen. I don't
know. I sure was talking to you. I was just wondering what the hell happened.
Yeah. Anyway, back at it, the sound box.
So I can't tell. We had a little technical error, but we back at it. You know, we don't give up on it. Damn, what were we talking about, man? Hold on, man. Yeah, you're supposed to tell me what happened today on January 13th, 2021, man. A big move was made in the NBA.
Oh, I'm talking about motherfucking James Harden. So, he gets traded. He done cried and did all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first saw it, it was saying Houston was like, yeah, they gonna put him. He can't come to the practices. He can't talk to the team, none of that shit. So I was like, oh, shit, this shit real. Man, I'm talking about like 20 minutes later, this nigga, he is traded to the Nets. I said, God.
Out of here.
They weren't playing no games. Get him up out of here.
I'm going to hurry up, man. Tell the shit, man. Where you going?
To the Nets. I said it. We going to the Nets, man. We're going to Brooklyn, man.
You didn't say that. We going to Brooklyn.
I don't know how that shit gonna work. You think he's all of a sudden just gonna be fine and not fucking burning sage and all this bullshit on the court?
That's gonna Kyrie be Irving anyway.
So you think him and them?
Then he gonna be over there burning sage with Kyrie ass on the court?
No, you think they gonna be able to work together? I ain't gonna say. Yeah, guess who together work together?
I mean. The basketball fan in me want to know if they're going to be able to put it together.
That's what I'm saying.
But the real nigga in me want to be like, is there enough bitches in Brooklyn and New York five-barrel areas for all 23 niggas? Like, I don't know. I don't even know if there's enough one. But anyway, basketball-wise, shit.
On paper, they starting five. On paper, they starting five. The
bench is non-existent.
At all. It's ugly.
Can't nobody stub their toe on that motherfucker. That's just what it is. I think if Dinwiddie didn't get hurt, they would offer him up instead of Caris LeVert. But everything being what it is, Brooklyn pretty much gave up their whole future. It's like, man, we don't care about our children. We don't care about the future of our franchise. None of that. We want them now, bitch. Now.
Now. And now. That's the problem. That's the fucked up about the whole situation.
You don't think they're gonna win? You don't think they're gonna be able
to do it? Win a championship? Nah.
Damn. I mean, I was about to say, ain't none of them like over 30.
I mean, they ain't gonna win. They're not winning it this year.
No, I mean, maybe not this year, but I mean, this is not supposed to be like something that's gonna happen. They gotta win this year or it's a fucking bust. Like, they got time. They got a lot of time, but they got time. It ain't late yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got about two, three seasons.
Three, man, yeah, right. Not how shit work nowadays. You got this year and next year. They'll win that bitch. If they at least get to the Eastern Cup, they'll probably get to the Eastern Cup Finals this year. If they don't get to the finals next season, that shit bust, nigga, because niggas gonna be trying to go to another team already. You already know how they do, bro. They gonna flip. They flip flop like that. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Niggas is chasing these rings, boy. Not trying to go down like no Charles Barkley ass nigga.
Oof.
No rings and shit.
Yikes.
Bad.
I understand that as far as trying to submit that legacy, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, some moves ain't all good moves. I'm just saying, bro.
Sometimes,
if they ain't have cards to win a championship, at least do it with some dignity on your terms.
Yeah, you could, and then, I mean, he could have just played out. I mean, why he just didn't just play out this season, play out a contract? You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Shit, I ain't going that far. I'm just saying, though, you're going to have to ask.
Play out the season?
I just don't feel like Boston. I mean, New Jersey. Brooklyn was the move, bro.
I don't think so either.
I guess Brooklyn was willing to give everything what they get them. I just don't see it. Like, it could work. I think it can work, but it's just gonna have to take a lot. And
They gave away.
He'd have been a better fit in Philly. Sorry.
Philly? Probably so. Oh, yeah, nah, he probably would have been a good fit.
That would have made Philly, like, unbeatable.
Philly wasn't giving up all that shit, though, for him, man.
Exactly.
That shit did.
That shit did. All right, did just like us talking about it. moving on. Nah, I was just thinking, man, we talk a little bit about this. You know, we get on the games, we be on the video games. I wouldn't call myself
a gamer. Hold on. Before we go off of sports real quick.
Off of sports? Nah, what's up?
Yeah, last thing about the sports, man. Southern Cal, USC, shout out to them boys, that men's basketball team. Y'all follow Chavez Goodwin on Instagram, man. They balling out there, man. They 9-2.
Yeah, 9-2 right now. Really
doing a little quick shout out to them. Yeah, out there, man.
You know, we biased, you know, a little bit over here. But yeah, definitely got to. I think they really seen that y'all people should pay attention to, especially in the season. I think they might go pretty far. Depending on what the season's gonna look like due to COVID, but yeah, shout out to the USC men's basketball team for showing up.
What did you want to talk about next, sir?
I feel stupid now. I gotta do a little tangent. But no, I want to talk about the video games. The game and my homie.
What are we talking about?
We're gonna talk about this Call of Duty Black Ops. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, we can talk about that.
Call of Duty in general, or shooting games online in general with multiplayer. I don't do battle royale. Ugh.
Nah, I don't do none of that.
That's not for me, bro. Nah.
My son be playing that shit. Yeah, dude. That's why I can't.
It seems a little childlike a little bit. Like, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, man, not to distract them boys that do get on the battle royale, but that ain't what I'm on. Man. It's all about me on feeding people. Call of Duty though, multiplayer. I be getting off, man. My guns is crazy now. I'm gonna tell you about them. I'm gonna run it through. You know what I'm saying? I got the AK-74. I got the XM-74. I be doing damage with that joint. You know what I'm saying? I got both of my shotguns is on point. The Gallo and the Hauser. You know, I'm over here doing damage. And I love the new stages that's been in. You know, it's been popping. I'm happy about it. I'm in a happy place with my term of Call of Duty on, and we get it in. I can't always say that.
I'm glad. I'm glad you're happy too, man. Oh, tell them your gamer game name.
Do people want to see my face?
I mean, they want to come and
guys. People want to see my face. They want to play with me. Nah, I'm Buffalo Soldier. You know, catch me in these streets. Sorry, I'm Buffalo Soldier. And I fucks with it. I rock with it. I be on there quite often. You know, definitely love to play. Calms me down, keeps me calm and cool and collected. Shit, tell them your shit Chuck Too Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I retired Chuck Too Nice on Modern Warfare.
Okay.
Because it was just ugly.
Retired, you know what
the fuck is. Yeah, but nah, you know, Call of Duty, I go by Cadillac Black.
Cadillac.
Feared by many. Yeah. I'm feared by many. I've been cussed out by a lot. It's all good.
Feared by many.
But if you want that smoke, you can look me out. And I post videos on my Instagram.
Oh yeah. He all the way real. So, you're real about this, huh? This is shit.
Yeah, so if you want that smoke, you can come get it.
Okay.
And we play hardcore, bro. We don't play that bullshit core shit.
Yeah, definitely play hardcore.
I'm not about to unload a whole clip of the motherfucker. He turn around and shoots me. No.
Yeah, it don't make sense when you play core, you can do that.
Let's get realistic, bro.
I can also say,
I hit you with these couple of bullets, you going down,
I can also say, depending on the map and where you are on the stage, like, you can shoot first and have a nigga run head first into your bullet too on head hardcore. Just be honest. You can shoot before a nigga.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Before you get around the corner.
Definitely. That bullet will come and hug your ass.
Right. That's for sure. So I've been thinking about that shit. I've been getting some bullets. I'm giving them shits too. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it
twisted. Put your wig cap back. Muffin cap back. Blue. All right.
Eventually, when shit, I mean, eventually, you go a little far. It's overboard, but it's
all good. I don't know why I just get wrapped up like a little kid. I just gotta go. My bad.
The water is shallow. You went overboard. The water's shallow. You just stand
up. Okay, you ain't gotta agree so hard so long. Shit, let's move on. Doing a lot.
But yeah, sooner or later we'll start twitching them and showing y'all our gameplay.
Yeah.
The shit we be talking, we talk a lot of shit. Talk. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, and I back it up.
Especially when we get our whole 803 crew on there,
yeah.
We talk a lot of
shit. We talk a lot of shit. A wall front.
Especially when we get the drink in us. It's bad.
Yeah.
That shit is pretty bad.
That my man lemonade, boy.
Man, I don't want no parts of that, bro.
Yeah, I retired you off of that. You know what I'm saying? I go to it every now and then. You know, to flip up my palate. You know, got a very, very complex, refined, palate over here. You know what I'm saying? Got to twist it up, man. I can't keep drinking the same whiskey and shit all the time. Got to mix it up. But now, my worst part about that shit, though, is people feel like they got to talk to you. So they do talk to you, it's fine. I don't care. But these white boys with their lame ass comments got to go, man.
Oh, talking about like in the lobby.
In the lobby. Bro, I don't want to hear you sound like you fucking somebody. Bruh, I don't want to hear you say nigger a thousand times.
Bro. Yeah. And if we having a conversation.
Just mute us.
And you pop up in the lobby, don't jump into our conversation. Yeah. Man, I hate
that. You want to get mad and call me nigger all mess because I just assaulted you because I told you your parents went to the Capitol last week. Now you won't call me nigger every time you shoot me. So, come on.
And my thing is, if we first don't talk shit when I'm first getting on there around like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I ain't had enough drink in me yet, man. So I'm talking shit around about 10.
Did it get warmed up yet?
10:30. Yeah, I thought I got warmed up. I got a couple batches on it. I don't want some, but then come get it.
Then come holler at your boy. What he said over there.
Yeah, but other than that, man, bro, don't talk to me nice.
Don't talk to you nice? Okay. Just, well, shit, man, I just enjoy playing it. Kinda, shit is relaxing, like, bro. I actually get to shoot people and not really go to jail for it. It's amazing. Throw bombs at motherfuckers. It's fun, the whole thing. The whole thing is fun. And it's a lot of female gamers on there, too. Some of them cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Some of them corny as hell. Like, this shit is annoying in itself, too.
Some of them corny. But nah, it's straight, man. I enjoy it. Some of the people on there let it get to them and they're like, oh, we fucking lost. You guys suck. So talking shit, I'm like, man, I play this shit for fun, man.
I
got
a check and playing this bullshit as of yet.
This is my getaway. Right. I'm drinking Gentleman Jack and I'm playing video games, chilling in my man cave. I don't know. I don't understand how you're so mad and upset right now. I'm having
this
fun.
One thing that good.
Whether we win or lose. Yeah, I guess it's the highlight of the day, life, whatever.
But anyway, I find it enjoyable.
But don't get started on that. It's fun.
All right, done with that shit. I don't know what that was. But let's talk about, you heard some Gutter project, or were you saying you plan on listening to it?
I listened to it. I was just trying to think of the direction he was going.
Wait, so, what?
It was solid. I mean, it was.
So come here.
It's not that.
Come here with your old nigga ears.
It's not that. That's the thing, though. I always had Gutter when he was on with Young Money on. You know what I'm saying? He'd be featured on some shit in there. He was straight, but. I guess like his own project, shit like that. Just, it's not nothing I'll go back and listen to again. I did listen to it while I was riding.
You speeding up on that, dog? That's Gunna. My bad. I ain't got Gunna. You're right. Yeah, damn, I'm old. Just played myself by asking that question.
That's about, I mean.
Gutter.
Yeah, bro.
How do you know you're still making music, though? Oh. God, just really different guy.
you was reading my mind, bro. Because I was gonna say the same thing. Because when I went to the, when I went on my YouTube Music and I was going with this, I'm seeing what new shit that came out in the last week or so, and I saw, I was like,
gotta.
He must have did this shit at the house by himself or something.
Whoa, at the house by himself though. Yeah. I could.
Ain't no more Young Money. That shit dead. But I wouldn't. I'm not gonna listen to it again. And I didn't thumbs up any of his tracks.
Thumbs up any.
It's not. I mean, it's not no shots at him. Man, it's my opinion. I ain't like the shit. But It's an R&B album. This is Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine Sullivan did just drop
the Hotels. I heard that shit. I ain't listened to it. Yeah, I heard that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to that. You know, I'll be putting together putting together the playlist for the ladies when it comes to. Gotta have the playlist ready. Gotta have the candles, you know, the silk pillowcase and the bonnet, you know, silk bonnet for me. Yeah. So I'll be putting together my playlist and shit. And I'm gonna have to check that out because I might have to get added to the slow market. You know what I'm saying? My belly rub playlist. You did.
So I'm, belly rub so playlist. Hey.
But I also did hear music from a new artist that I wasn't familiar with. Her name is Joy Ola Duncan. I hope I pronounced that right in the butcher. Song was Blinked Twice, and then another song she had out I heard or listened to was I See America. Dope artist. I like her acoustic guitar style from what I heard and what I saw. Just, you know, good voice, different type of mixed flick, you know, saying something to flip up your music ear a little bit. Music got a message to it, so I just wanted to mention it. Again, her name is Joy Oladokun, and I'm not getting paid for none of this, but I think she's just dope. That's all. So.
Oh, that's what's up. That's a nice little shout out.
You know, just want to shout out. I mean, not saying I got mass reach yet, but you feel me? If it's dope, it's dope. And if I listen to it, I think other people will fuck with it too, you know? I ain't gonna never put nobody on no corny shit. I try to have a highly curated palette when it comes to the culture. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's just what's up.
But Lupin on Netflix, that shit is out. I gotta watch it. I haven't watched it yet. I wanna have a take for it next week on Lupin. So I can let everybody know how I feel about it. It's right up my alley. I used to watch the Lupin cartoon anime shit back in the day. Shit, like it's the shit.
I seen a couple of people posting about that.
A word?
Seriously. It's a live action. Yes, it's a live action, right? Because it came from
animation, yeah.
From a cartoon. Yeah, animation, yeah. I heard people talking about that.
So it
looked
interesting.
But oh my God, yo, why we talk about shows, man? We gotta talk about Insecure.
Oh, yeah.
It just broke my heart.
I know
it
hurt your feelings. I know it did. Because you just got on it, and after I've been telling you about it for years.
I just got on it. I binged the whole shit. And Issa Rae hit us with it's the last season, the fifth one. It'll be the last one. I know this shit gonna be fire, though. That's the season.
Yeah,
fire.
Yeah. It's gonna have to be dope, bro. It's gonna have to be dope. So what's up? You on, you caught up now on everything. You pick your side, nigga. You pick who you on. You team Issa, you team Molly? Are you even playing that game or you just watching?
Yeah, I ain't really playing that game, bro. I'm just watching.
I got
you. I don't know who's
side. You know you got a side. That's why I asked you. Trying to play me out like, no, I ain't even doing too cool for that.
Nah, I don't know if I got a side, yo.
Yeah. Well, for young like you, I kind of can see where both coming from.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Even though Molly is like we're tripping a little hard. They both got them wrong on shit. So we'll see.
I mean, they both do the wrong shit, but I mean, I don't know. I guess we don't know the mind of how women think, you know how they
they're different. Different.
Crazy as shit.
Yeah. I agree. I will not attempt to even try to be in the minds of that. But definitely,
I know.
Definitely, the news was kind of hit because there was a little moment in my time moving up here, moving my home, making sure I watch it secure. So season 5 will be on. It's going to be the final season. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fire, like all the rest of them. Can't wait. A little bittersweet.
Yeah, I can't wait either, man. That's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
But I got to get my shit together and watch the last remaining episodes of Power Book 2. I've been tripping.
Oh, shit.
I got to go watch them. I'm going to watch them.
We just talked about this shit last week, bro.
I remember that. I remember that. I'm going to get to them. I'm going to watch them. We're going to chop it up about it because I tried to tell y'all Reek was my boy. I tried to tell you the character and the actor. Can't believe I don't have his name. I don't remember his name right now. But I tried to tell you he was struggling with the character whole season, series. It'll be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's been the best writing. I can only speak for the first half of the season. But I stopped watching after the second. Whatever reason, I got caught up in life. But I tried to tell y'all Reek good. He developing, he growing, you know?
That's what's up, man.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, 50 got that man on, got him straight, man. He better get some good acting roles.
And his name is Michael Randy Jr.
After he done with Power.
My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna be straight.
I think so.
He's young as hell too.
Yeah, yeah.
He better get some shit. Yeah.
He kinda remind me remember the brother from Everybody Hate Chris? The younger brother that was bigger than Chris. Like he's trying to pop out there and it didn't kinda like land. But kinda remind me that age of that coming out. Except, you know, of course Michael Green Jr. got way more, I would say, titles to his name, or way more impactful, or at least relevant right now, but just remind me of that shit. Thought he was gonna be popping.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, he just fell off a cliff.
It's gonna be fucked up. He's gonna be fucked up. Gonna probably about 10 years.
He's the greatest actor of our time.
No. He's gonna be like, hey, selling real estate. Real estate business, some bullshit.
Where
are they now? Where are they now? Shit. Selling fucking houses.
Trying to be like the best thing ever happened in his life,
Yeah, he got a commercial. So it's commercial. He's like, I was once supposed to act in it. So I took that money, started my own real estate business, and here I am now. What the big real estate
today?
What the big real estate agents today in this area? Come see me. Like the go sell you
like Cobra Kai with fucking Danielson. He's a fucking car dealer.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You ain't open up no dojo or nothing. You ain't living a life right now.
Like you told me to the Yagi before you peached out. You ain't damn 30
years ago.
You ain't living life like that.
Come on, bro.
Nah, but that's also a good show. You should check on Netflix as well. God.
That's good.
Also, I was just through my perusing of culture and life. I saw that there's going to be a new Fred Hampton movie coming. I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Hampton is a person here online, like, you know, what he stood for. And it's a timely assassination by the Chicago Police Department and FBI. But it looks good. It's written, I think it's directed by Ryan Coogler. It's got star power. I don't even want to know why I brought this up because I did not get out of names. I'm an ass, but it's got the girls in power with Jamie Foxx. I think her name is Tish or Tisha or something like that. I'm sorry. And also, you got our boy from Get Out. I think his name is Daniel. I can't remember his name. He's playing Fred Hampton, and also you got your boy from Atlanta, Lakeith Stanfield. I don't know why I can remember that fool's name. But Lakeith, he's in it too. He's playing the actual snitch. I think it's going to be good based on the trailer, bro. Sounds like it's going to be fire to me.
Yeah, that should be fire, man.
HBO Max for the free ski. So you know I'm watching that.
Technically.
Oh, no. It's not. Of course not. Free. But, I mean, you don't have to pay to go to get a ticket at the movie theater, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know whatever that, you know, get recruit that on the back end, whatever that means. Like Jamie said, but Nah, that shit look dope, bro. Shit look dope, man. I'm excited about it. Just can't wait to see that.
And I guess you can kind of explain to everybody who Fred Hampton was. It's a little brief description. I mean, some people might
you're right. Fred Hampton was an American activist, member of the Black Panther Party in the Chicago area. He had a big wide reach. He was very charismatic and very well spoken. It was just, even amongst like the Black Panther Party and other civil rights leaders, he just stood out because of his brilliance and the way that would articulate what seemed to be complex ideas in regards to the white racism and the racist structure of America, along with, you know, the impact of it on everybody. And
he was young, too, youth. Man. That was crazy. He was young.
Yeah, it makes him a special figure. He died at 21. Did more at 21 than I know I ever did, or anybody I know. So, the founder, crazy. You know, just for the Rainbow Coalition, later on, we had Reverend Jackson, adopted the Rainbow Coalition, to push Rainbow Coalition. That's where that comes from. He's the one that created the founding Rainbow Coalition. It was different because he reached the poor whites. He had a lot of Hispanic activists and local gang members who were with him. He had the rainbow. But no, the movie's going to be dope because you're going to get a chance to highlight his brilliance and his untimely assassination. And that's why I think it's worth watching, and it's going to be dope. And they got some talented people working on it, looks like, and a very talented writer and Ryan Coogler, based on what he's done in the past with that and things like that. So, yeah, that's Fred Hampton in a little nutshell, and that's why I think it's important to watch.
That's what's up, man. That's a nice little history lesson.
No, I
lived
for those moments, you know. My fake teacher.
So
what's big one right now is time for us to have like a little King convo, you know. We've been doing that already, but just more something like the topic that hits, I think, and is relevant with most everybody and all of our listeners, you know. So we're gonna pick this time to just have a King convo, a little King conversation about something that's real and relevant, and you know, hopefully speak some real stuff and come up with a little bit of a solution to it. If not, shoot, at least have fun talking about it. So we picked the topic of COVID parenting. So what should I say?
Yeah, we picked the topic of COVID parenting. I mean, you know, if we continue to do these podcasts and we get more listeners, man, we'll have y'all hit us. You can message us on Instagram or whatever and let us know a topic you want us to talk about or bring up or whatever. Or if it's an issue you got, you want us to mention them. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we did decide to talk about COVID and parenting, you know, parents having the homeschool. I mean, the online school.
I don't know why I saw the whole bad snicker. My bad, bro.
But it's just, it's a lot, man. It's just, because most parents still having to go to work and work through the pandemic, work in the pandemic, and then your kids not going to school. And you got to find somebody.
Just
to
say the shit, nigga. You tired of your kids, nigga. You tired of your kids. It don't make you trash for that shit.
No, I go to work every day. I don't even go to work every day.
Oh, yeah, that's it's right.
Not that, man. It's just the online school thing. It's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same as in-person teaching, you know what I'm saying? Not at all.
No, mommy, just you know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, you got to, but they just got to do what they can do right now because a lot of this, I know a lot of schools here in South Carolina that we didn't have enough teachers to begin with.
Yeah.
So now you got all these teachers getting sick. They don't have enough teachers to man the school. So they're having to shut down. But you can't have one teacher with 20 and 30 kids in the class.
Wait. That's not gonna be I was trying to be cute and funny and shit, but you telling me like this shit got schools closed down? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, Chapin High School they went back virtual today because they don't have enough teachers. All of them sick. Yep, Irmo, Lexington, Airport, all them schools had shut down. Richland District 2 and District 1, they did an emergency meeting tonight. And they ain't gonna go until February 1st with virtual school because it was supposed to come back or go back on Tuesday, next Tuesday, right after Martin Luther King Day. So
let me clear it up. I knew schools were closing this shit. I'm just saying I know they were still closing. And I
didn't
know they was close to high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, what they did was kind of smart because after the holidays, they was, instead of just coming right back on the 4th or 5th, whatever it was, they didn't do that. They said we'll give a 2-week period to where they can quarantine everybody from after the holidays. That's why it was like, just come back after Martin Luther King Day. But people done got sick. I mean, you got 3,000 cases a day, every day. People get, they don't have enough teachers in the school, or all the teachers getting sick. Because the students and their parents are still going out for the holidays and they're coming and bringing it to the school, getting the teachers sick. Yeah.
The kids are nasty anyway.
Kids, period, gonna be nasty. Yeah. And most kids, anyway, if they do get the virus, they've been brushing it off. I mean, it's just been. They're pretty much brushing off, but these teachers, you know, they older, so they're getting in, they having symptoms and stuff from it, and of course they had a quarantine regardless if you got it, but they have a symptom, they got to stay out. Yeah, shit, serious.
Somebody granny in there.
And another thing with Lexington County, what they did, they had mass organs, they had lifted theirs, they done bought it back now, but they had lifted it for like 3 months, 3 or 4 months, so they was getting. Their schools were shutting down anyway, and they was getting sick. And finally, they said, "Oh, you gotta wear a mask now in public." And I was like, "Why do y'all even lift that?"
I guess it wasn't real. I'm imagining that crazy. That almost 400,000 Americans and got about to be sick from.
All I know is Steve Benjamin said he was playing that bullshit.
Yeah,
Steve. You didn't wear a mask, or you had your ass come in the store.
Yeah, you man, Benjamin, man? Thank you, brother.
Straight up.
Shout out to the man, Steve.
Never in the 400 years. Goddamn. Would you ever think that shit? Man, them slave owners rolling over in their grave when that shit happened.
And it had the nerve to happen like in the middle of Obama's presidency.
Capital.
I thought that's what freaked out a lot of like South Americans. And the mayor's black. Hold on. That's just a lot to take in.
Because after what Eastover mayor did, bro, I ain't think they was gonna ever let a black man be a mayor in this state again, boy.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get into that.
I was wanting to
say he's locked up. Still,
I mean, and I do know the mayor of Raleigh. It's Marianne Baldwin since last year. Whatever. So she's not black, but she's a woman. So yay Raleigh. You know, we're also progressive. Okay, I'll pipe that over there. But now the COVID thing is interesting in me because the kids are the future. And I really, really want you to say, as a parent of two strong black young princes, how dumb are these kids going to be in the future because of this stuff? Because of this shit? Come on, man. Just be real. This is how stupid all our kids going to be because of basically having 2 years off and not knowing nothing, not doing it. Should they even be people progressing in grades right now?
I ain't gonna say they're dumb because you still can. I mean, you still can work with your kids at home on the basic stuff that they need to know. Because the core curriculum of schools, it's the same thing for everybody, but everybody is different. Everybody learns different. The stuff that they go over, I mean. I saw a meme one time that said it had like an elephant, a monkey, a fish, and it was one other animal, and it told them to all climb this tree. Okay. And it was like, that's basically how the U.S. education system works. They want everybody to learn everything the same way and learn the same stuff. but that's not how it works.
Definitely not.
So, yeah, so I ain't gonna say that them missing out on school's gonna make them dumber, because you still getting the information and stuff. It's just how they're receiving it. You know what I'm saying? They're receiving it over the internet. You still can work with them on that stuff, because you should anyway as a parent. I mean, I ain't telling people how to raise their kids. You still anyway as a parent should be working with your kids over the stuff outside of school, regardless anyway. I mean, yeah, teacher's job is to teach, but you as a parent, I mean, you got to continue that. You know what I'm saying? In order to make it work, because it's just like, even like with like an athlete is not, if you want to be the best, you're not just going to go to your regular practice with your team and practice and that's it. No, you're going to do stuff on your own or with the, you know what I'm saying, with a trainer or something like that. I can't say they're going to be dumb just because they're not there in school. I mean, it's all going to depend on what they have at home, that support at home.
I understand that. And then it's putting a lot of parents in a different situation than they've ever had to be in.
It is. Because this school work now, boy, this shit is crazy, boy. Ain't that like
what I can only imagine.
Because for any of the parents out there, boy, that know about them number bonds, I know motherfuckers are scratching their hair. Number bond. That number bond shit crazy.
That's math, though. That's
not
explaining
it.
What is that number bond?
It's math, though. It's crazy as fuck. It basically take like our basic subtraction and adding, and you got to do a lot of crazy shit just to get the same damn answer.
3 is not 8. That's not how to do it no more.
No, basically, we got like let's say you do 10 plus 11. We all know that shit is 21. That shit, no. One plus zero, you're one, and the one plus one, you get the two. That's not how number bond shit work, bro. You got to break down that 10 into two fives, and break down the 11 into five and six, and then break down six into three. It's a lot,
bro. What kind of drug dealer, man, is that?
I don't feel like...
Are you serious?
It's basically like some shit that the Chinese have been using for fucking decades, and all of a sudden,
the whole thing to a half and a half to a quarter, but, and a quarter to an eighth. What?
Yeah, pretty much, bro. So you got all these little bubbles and lines going down your paper, and it took you 10 minutes to try to figure out what 10 plus 11 is.
The Weed Man Kid is a star math
when you just doing all those things. Pretty much.
Great. I appreciate it. That's wild though. That's gotta be crazy. I couldn't. Maybe I'm too old now. Like, I don't think my brain is nimble enough to even try to go through all that. I said 5 plus 3, 8. 21 is 11 and 10.
Yeah. But you do 5 plus 3 with these 5 plus. Well, I think the number bond shit is just really weird. You gotta be in the tens digits to do it. So I don't think you can do it. I don't think they do it with like 5 plus. I can't remember that shit.
I understand. But I think definitely that even though it's hard, it's parents gonna have to figure out a way to get some kind of at home learning stuff in to kind of supplement what's the kids and only them as parents will know that stuff. Like what their kids are not strong in, whether it's reading or math, what have you.
Yeah, I mean that's just how the world is right now, man.
Nah, it's not gonna be like
it fell. It's gonna be.
And I think it's a good thing too, though, in a way, because I don't think parents were as involved in kids' lives, like as far as school and schoolwork and things before this.
Exactly, and teachers were not as appreciated as they are now.
Also, facts.
You got to think about it, like. You got parents out here, they got one or two kids that they having to do this online school with and stuff. Think about a teacher who got 20 kids in her classroom. She got to do this with 20 kids every day.
I feel you.
And you complain about just this one.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know how much y'all don't like your kids?
But like it's somebody
else's kids right now. It's okay to say it. It's okay.
They're eating all the snacks. Eat from the time they wake up. I know they don't eat this much.
He's running around.
Hell no, they don't
eat all the time. That's great. No, I think that's some positive stuff coming out of it, as much negative as can come out of the situation.
Yeah,
because
it goes both ways, man.
Growing up, I never just did stuff that was just in school. Like, my parents always had me in like some type of like either extracurricular course or some type of like extracurricular activity, like sports, basketball, football, baseball, whatever have you. I played violin growing up, piano. I mean, I even went to all kind of different classes. Like, bro, it was a lot. Like, and so even with the education stuff, like, my mom would make me read things and study stuff outside of the norm or what they required. Like, you know, that's how I got into like knowing who different Black writers were and knowing about different Black history, because I was doing a lot of extra learning outside of that. Like, yeah, you're going to know how to do that, learn that, but you also learn this stuff they're not teaching. You know what I'm saying? This stuff that I know you need to know about. Especially being Black in America. You know what I mean? Like, stuff you got to know, because you can't depend on them to tell you, or, you know what I'm saying? You can't depend on your, you know this very well, you can't depend on your correction officer to provide you with all the stuff you need as far as your education. You know what I'm saying? Or your eating. You know what I'm saying? Like, the moment you're relying on them for everything, that's when you at a real disadvantage. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, bro.
Yep. You're gonna talk that to death. I ain't got no damn kids to talk about. But I do have God kids. You know what I'm saying? I do have God kids. You have cousins very young, and I do think this is important to discuss thoroughly. Like you said, the future of the podcast.
It is, man.
The more listeners we have in the game, you know, suggest us topics to talk about. Tell us about what they think about the topic to discuss. And it's all good, because, you know, we wind this thing out. Go ahead and give y'all my handle right now. On Instagram, I'm at EACG32. Real simple. E like Edward, A like Apple, C like Charlie, G like George, 32. That's where I'm at most of the time. I need to give y'all the other stuff, because I barely use it. I'm on Instagram 90% of the time. So that's how you can reach me.
Yeah, same with me, bro. Instagram, Chuck 2986.
Easy, simple. Yeah, and we would love to hear from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Comments, likes, all that. We have something to subscribe to later on. It's going to be more about, you know, Carolina Kings and everything that got to do with it. So, you know, trying to build this relationship with our listeners and trying to get listeners. So, it's a growing thing. It's cool to be a part of the process for something around.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I don't even care how big we get. I just have fun doing this.
Nah.
I love it. I like it. It's only been episode 2, season 1, but I'm put a bow on this thing. I'm ready to get up out of here, bro. I got some other stuff to do. I'm ready to really start drinking before it gets too late.
Well, I'm about smack. So, hey, I might hop on this Call of Duty for about an hour.
Tomorrow, my last day.
I'll go back.
Check you out.
Yeah.
Gonna take an extra day and have the other extra day on the other back end side with MLK Day.
You gotta be smart when you put your
face in.
You know what I'm saying?
Very strategic.
Smart with that shit.
With your PTO. Yeah.
Yeah. They understand that. You always take, always get that 4-day weekend.
They're available when you must take those. I feel you.
Yeah, look. We gonna teach them something, man. It's a learning experience.
Nah, that's what's up, though, right? You know, enjoy your weekend. And I'm gonna get up with you when I call it, man. Yeah. Hey, man, answer my request this time. Don't be playing like y'all ain't seen it and you ain't seen it and all that. I didn't send it. And my party invite,
what are you talking about?
All right, yeah, I'm out.